Hello, welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. My name is Joe, and I am the GM for this misguided and misfitted adventure. And for the first time ever, I'm recording in person, and so I can barely get to the intro because they're laughing at me. I'm accompanied by my five friends, Nathan.
Hello.
Christopher.
Hello. We're not laughing at you, we're laughing with you and in your presence.
It seems forced. Elmer.
Hi.
Zachary.
What's up?
And Marcus.
Hello.
All right. So yeah, we're recording in person, me, Elmer, and Chris. This is going to be fun as we all try to constantly mute each other and not talk over each other with three different mics. So be prepared. But I had a weird question. And this is going to be weird with two of you guys here. Do you guys remember watching Power Rangers as a kid?
Yeah. It's a moment in my life.
Which one?
We'll go with the first one, Zach. The OG Dub? Power Rangers.
The Japanese one?
Gentleman?
Not those ones. The ones that we saw here.
Okay.
Was it ever really boring for you guys to watch the good guys always win?
As a child, no, but now as an adult, yes.
I remember as a kid always hoping that the bad guys would win a few times just to make it interesting.
That's because you're evil.
And I think that's how it's played out in my DMing skills now.
Yes, cynical, some people might say.
I think Joe's gonna kill one of us today. I think that's where it's going.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Snap.
Hope it's Fidget.
Snap can't die. It's not possible. The only competent one in the group.
Fidget will probably die because Bartholin was not with her anymore. So her mind's going to be somewhere else.
What Power Ranger color would you guys be right now in the game if we had to pick a color?
Are we plugging the new Power Ranger game system within the game?
Yes.
Fidget is definitely probably the only candidate to be Pink Ranger.
You are definitely a Pink Ranger type of gal.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. I honestly don't know. This is the hardest question I've been asked in maybe years, though. go blue? No. Can I? I don't know. Pass.
I was thinking I would definitely be blue or yellow.
You got yellow buds.
What is that supposed to mean?
He's a woman.
Anna Carmen's definitely yellow. That makes a lot of sense.
Because yellow is like not the girly girl, but it's like, you know, that girl.
The tomboy girl. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Well, in other seasons, girls have been other colors.
No, that's true. We just said OG, though.
You guys can't keep me in a box.
Yeah, but like nice Anna try. Carmen is definitely that's not a Pink Ranger type. She's definitely more of a yellow type, whereas like the like fightier type, you know?
Yeah, like no Pink Ranger is telling people their mothers don't care about them, you know?
I think Grimlock is definitely
red
or black
or yeah. Black Ranger. I would say yeah. Black Ranger, like a tank, like the tank type. That's yeah. how I always attributed like the Black Rangers, like because like they usually get like the strong type animal, like
the elephant and shit.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Okay, now that we talk about Power Rangers, I don't remember enough about it because you
Naz. I feel like Naz. He's,
I don't know.
Naz, he's like no, our no, white ranger. Or
no, yeah. Naz is like the white or green ranger. Like he's not part of the main cast, but he shows up, and sometimes you don't know if he's on your side or not. You know, because the Green Ranger kicked the shit out of the Power Rangers. Remember that? He kicked the shit. He jumped in their Megazord and kicked the shit out of them.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I was gonna say that Naz is definitely a Tommy. He's got
yeah,
some Tommy.
He's Tommy. Naz is Tommy.
When we're all skydiving, you bring out the snowboard for no reason.
Oh my god, that movie! Let's just talk about that movie for a hot second. That movie is fucking cool. A great movie. Ivan Ooze. Ugh,
dude, that was so good. That was so good.
Yeah, that's why when you were talking about you don't like the bad guys to win, I was thinking about that movie, and I was like, that movie had like more than enough drama for me as a kid.
Yeah. And then, so yeah, and then there
still thinks about it.
I remember being
it was like the first movie that I got like for real anxiety. Like, how is it gonna
how are they gonna do that? The guy, they can't morph anymore. What are they gonna do?
They were like trapped in a room at one point. I remember I was like, I don't know how they're gonna get out of this.
They were fighting zombies on a pirate ship. That part was kind of freaky because like those costumes for those like pirate zombies or whatever really, or like Ivan Ooze's like baddies, like they were really gross. Like they were like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's why I liked those ones. The ones where they were almost lost, it brought excitement. There was something about it.
So, I think Space Power Rangers was my favorite Power Rangers.
Snap is a Power Ranger.
Because then they introduced the anti-Power Rangers. Those guys were crazy cool.
Did you see the hentai Power Rangers?
Now we're talking.
See, I was going to give Naz the bullies in the cafeteria. That's what I was going to equate Naz to.
What? No, Naz is not a bully. Naz is definitely a Power Ranger, but he's like the anti-Power Ranger.
Yeah.
You know? He's the guy that you don't know if he's on your side, and then he'll just show up sometimes.
Stabbing goats.
Whoa. He'll push another Power Ranger in an argument, and everybody's like, whoa, that's too far.
Canonically, this means that Naz is going to be back and lead a few more parties because Tommy does come back and leads a few seasons of Power Rangers.
Like, I feel like Naz and Snap, I feel like those two might lead the way. I think Grimlock, Fidget, Anna Carmen, we might change a few times. I feel like the three of us might change a few times, but I really feel like Naz and Snap might stick it out to the end.
Snap is the young kid that became the Blue Ranger and was normal sized whenever he moved for no reason.
It's like an adult. It's like it's a Shazam rules.
Basically, he just got stilts in the suit.
That's so funny.
All right, so I brought all that up because I want you guys to think about the audience and, you know, when they're listening to this, they want excitement. They want near-death experiences. So just let my people kill you guys and just let's have some fun.
We already lost one cast member. We already lost one dude.
May there hasn't been one episode where Grimlock hasn't fallen, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. Every episode is like a nail biter if Grimlock's going to make it out this time.
All right, so last time you guys were in, you told them that you killed Bellinelli. No, not Bellinelli. Who is it? Yeah, Nemanja. You killed Nemanja, and one of them left, and you sent Bartholomew to follow them. And we're here now. Whatever here is.
Usually your recap helps me get back into it and remember what's going on. That didn't help.
Yeah, that was a pretty weak recap.
We gotta figure out how to open the door. But we also haven't looked into like half of this thing.
Yeah, they said we have to cleanse the halls of corruption. So, and since the tokens on the screen say corrupted priest, I feel like we have to get rid of them, either by giving them another temple or killing them. And so, I don't know how else we can cleanse them, you know, cleanse these halls.
You might be right. That makes it so much easier.
That's Nathan, the player speaking. Fidget right now is nervously chewing on a piece of jerky that she had in her pocket.
Hey, Joe, how flammable is the room where the corrupted priest is at?
There's books and there's a bed. So I'd say 35% flammable.
Where'd you get that figure from?
Where'd you get those numbers?
I consulted the flammability guide in Pathfinder 2. It's there. It's all in a nice table.
I just think Anna Carmen and Grimlock go in there and just go kick his ass real quick. You know, they're strong enough.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Just the fact that we know that they're corrupted priests is kind of intimidating. I don't know. I don't want them to curse me.
So we don't know that. They seem perfectly, they were weird, but they didn't seem hostile. They were just having a weird argument.
Also, in the words of Grimlock, Curses aren't real.
True. Never seen a curse with my eyes, you know?
Never seen a curse.
You know what? I should stop metagaming. Anna Carmen doesn't know the corrupted priest.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to go, I think. Yeah.
She's going to go where?
Go kill that priest.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the room now.
So he's just sitting down on the bed reading a book.
How evil. Grimlock follows close behind Anna Carmen.
So I go up to the priest and I see him reading this book. And I just kind of casually just ask him. Well, just first I greet him like, hello.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, yes. What exactly is it that you do here?
I live here. I just wanted to take this place as my own and just live here nice and peacefully. Not being, just here reading this book.
What's the title of that book?
I don't know if I want to tell you that.
Why not?
It's private.
Grimlock has his hands on his axe, waiting to hear the title of the book.
You better... We can either tell us what the title of the book is, or we can come and take the book. What's it gonna be?
Okay. The book's name is How 100 Ways to Flay the Human Body.
Oh, that's it. I knew it. I knew
oh,
it.
Oh, okay. That sounds pretty nasty.
That's right. There is exactly what I needed to hear. You need to be cleansed.
Let's not.
I don't like the way that sounded.
Trust me, neither do I, but, you know, some animals told me to cleanse the impurities here or something or other, so I'm taking it here that you are one of those impurities. So, I guess prepare to die.
Oh, no. Let's roll for initiative.
Do we need to? They could do it in one.
Wait, they got before it. We do,
look, we heavily outnumber you here. You can either get lost or we'll have to purify you. You gotta choose what you wanna do.
I choose option two. Can I take my book?
No, the book stays.
We're going to burn any other book besides that book.
Also, option two, I think, was to purify you. So
it definitely was.
Do you want us to purify you or do you want to leave?
Purify.
I hate this.
Oh, cleanse me.
If it just like fucking makes a weird face. He's like, he's one of those. He's one of those priests.
Grimlock kind of looks back at Digit really confused. He's just like, I really never seen this before.
You know, one of those, you know, they self, and she like makes the whipping motion. Like they like hurt themselves for like prayer. I read in a book once. I don't know.
Is it the book 100 Ways to play someone?
No, it was 13 Reasons Why. 13 Reasons Why you should prostrate yourself for the god.
It was the Da Vinci Code.
You guys that the same that is what I was thinking. The opening scene of the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, no, that's what I had too, yeah.
Or Tropic Thunder.
Alright, so this guy is, he hands the book over and he's like, you know what? I don't feel like cleansing today. I'll cleanse tomorrow. And he starts to make his way out of the room.
Way to get our hopes up, Joe.
Okay, jeez. Well, yes. Thank you for being so cooperative. And I guess you could take two books. Which Which other book will you take? Just tell us the title and we'll pull it off the shelf for you.
He's really thinking about this one. We don't got all day.
There's just so many good options here. 100 Ways to Flay. Why Everyone Should Die. Gazra Over Everyone. For the Greater Good.
Just pick one. You just need to pick one.
Okay. How to Be a Corrupted Priest for Dummies.
Oh my god.
Great. All right. Yep. I see it right there. I'll grab it for you. Okay. All right. Be on your way then.
Does it have the classic yellow and black binding? Yeah. Okay.
On the outside, it shows them how to make the symbols of the demons. And so he takes the book and he leaves. All right, guys. In this room, you got the bed, you got drawers, you have books everywhere, paper and pen. Pretty much fair game, what you want to do in here. You want to look around?
Fidget, cast, detect magic.
Nothing.
Okay.
Grimlock's near the bookcase is looking for any, secret bookcase movements, anything kind of like that. I rolled a perception, 14.
Nothing secret here? Nothing secret here, but you are finding different entries about the habitat, about the environment around the island here.
Okay, well, I leave the room too. I don't see anything. I follow Fidget out.
Fidget pulls out another piece of jerky and starts chewing on that.
No trinkets or nothing?
Did you roll a perception though?
Oh. Whoops.
Whoop.
15.
Since you're looking in this room, you just half-mindedly open up the drawer that's next to the bed, and you find a journal.
Okay. Whose journal is this?
It's Harlock's journal. And inside the journal, there's also a letter that you can tell is being sent to a distant other Gosrin priest. And this in the letter, it has a couple scrolls. It has a scroll of Personal Rain Cloud, a scroll of Sea Surge, and a scroll of Set and Bolt, as they are discussing the other ways that they could interact with nature. And I'll go ahead and send that to you guys.
Wow.
Wait, there are scrolls?
Yeah, there are scrolls in there.
Am I detect magic? Didn't it get them? All right.
That's a good point, Nate. What's going on here?
All right. So you found those scrolls, and you also found his journal. And if you take a couple moments to be nosy, I'm assuming Anacarma's going to be nosy about the journal. It talks about how he is extremely worried about the environment that is going on around and within the island itself. How the crops keep dying, plants keep dying, the rivers are drying up. And he mentions something called the Aran Towers and how the power has been fading from them for some time. And he can't understand why.
So Anna Carmen just kind of like skims through the journal and relays that information to the rest of the folks here. But I find the scrolls and I'm like, okay, I'm not entirely sure if these would be of any use to me. But as far as magic goes, I think it will be a lot better for either Snap or Fidget to have these. So I just kind of hand them over to Fidget, and I'm like, you should discuss with Snap whether or not you want these or you want to share. Just throwing it out there.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I'll take a look over them. Are they like written? Are they like are spell scrolls like written in a language, or are they just kind of like arcanic formulas? Or like, what's up? What's up, Joe? Like, what is up with this shit?
In my head canon, I feel like there's like a common like symbols in each language, like especially like common. These were written in common symbols that would be understood by you.
I need some time to look them over. I'm not really familiar with, like, I guess practical magic, I guess I would say a lot. I never learned how to do magic. I just do it. I don't know if I can even read these. I'll ask Snap, but I mean, I'm not sure if he can even read in general. But he might, but he seems to be more classically trained than I am. So maybe he has a better head for this kind of stuff than me. Thanks, Anna Carmen. I'll take a look at it. And she's kind of like, it's like really just like giving it, like, she's like unfolding them out, and like really staring at them, just like trying to wrap her head around everything.
All right, so you guys have cleared out that room. You've cleared out all the downstairs. You cleared out this main room. And those hallways to the north and south, along with the giant goldish door. And within the hallways, you can see doors are everywhere.
We're just going to walk down this hallway, Joe.
Grimlock's behind.
And she's just going to do another, just a quick detect magic. See if there's anything within 30 feet of her.
You don't detect any magic.
Sure? Not any of these rooms?
No magic in any of those rooms.
Okay. She's going to... Oh, it's a lot of doors.
I'm thinking a person per door.
That was an accident. Everyone,
Everybody get in here, in this hallway.
Everyone get in this confined space.
Okay, sounds good.
My hand's on the door at the far end of the...
Oh my gosh.
For everyone else.
It's just going. Oh my god. Alright, this is a problem.
Snowflake will also take a door. We got a lot of doors to work through.
I scrolled down now. There's about 12 doors.
There's like 15 doors. Carmen. So are we and like we're just gonna like talk in a hushed tone. Are we just gonna just bust open a lot of doors at once? Is that the plan? Pass down line.
Telephone game.
pass down line.
I think what's your name again? I forgot your name. Fidget. I think Fidget said to bust open the doors all at once. Anna Carmen. Pass it on.
Okay. A Grimlock. We have to break open these doors immediately and make as much noise as possible.
Snowflake, open the door. Open the door. And Grimlock opens the door. Right open.
I see them open up the door and I just like start freaking out. It's just like rattling the door.
Open the door. Open the door.
Wow. They all open to just a very, very basic room.
Hey, Fidget.
Oh, Fidget's door. Oh, Fidget, you opened the one door that's different than everyone's.
I got the toilet.
I'm going to tell everyone else's first than yours. So all of you... Even Snowflake opened the room to what looks like dorm rooms, basically. There's a bed, a desk, a chest, two chests. Grimlock, in your room, there actually is bloodstains on the bed itself. Along with Snowflake's room, there's also bloodstains spattered along the wall. Anna Carmen, your room has pictures of from like the directly to the right of you. There's portraits of Gazra in like their air form. And then to the north of you, there's pictures of Gazra in their earth form. And then to the pictures to the west of you, there's actually demonic symbols encircling both of those figures. And then Naz, in your room, there's just like feces stone against all the pictures of Gazra. Snap, in your room is actually it smells really musty in here.
Like a locker room.
Yes. And Fidget, your room.
Okay.
It has three holes. To the east of you. And to the west of you, there's a little faucet with water and some herbs to overcome the scent of the aroma of that room. If you look down the holes, you can see
not piles. I recognize Fidget recognizes an outhouse when she sees one, and she gets out.
there's also some magazines in there.
No, that's gross. She's not having part of this. Close the door.
I had a whole storyline about that room.
And she opens this door.
You open the door into another dorm room. Bed, two chests, nothing special about this room at all.
Okay.
Grimlock also opens the door across the hall. Anything?
Nothing in that one. Normal room.
Are the doors here too? Or just along the side?
They are along the... There's the three doors to the south of the hallway, and then all the doors are to the north.
Okay. Nat's going to run down the hall and open all the doors. Just one by one. Boom, boom, boom,
not,
boom,
even,
boom.
Not even enter them, just open the door.
Yep. Then run back.
All right. As you approach that corner...
Nat's way!
You hear... just a bunch of grunting and damn it. You hear a bunch of grunting and like tables being turned over and it's just
sex.
It's
sex noises.
Oh, wow.
So as you're opening all these doors and just making the loudest noise ever because you rolled an 11 for stealth.
Damn it.
The grunting and the table turning stop. But you can tell that sound was coming from the south of you.
All right.
And do you look down the hallway at all?
No. I run back and I say, yo, guys, there's something fucking weird-ass sex noises going on at the end of this hall.
And, like, bitches, like, puts her finger up to her lips and makes the loudest shit noise she can at him. Yes, it's... We don't know what's here. Why you gotta be yelling all the time? It's like the second time you just yell and want everyone to know that we're here.
Fine. Huh?
anyone else find anything in their rooms?
Nope. Nothing.
Me neither. Maybe let's go to the sound, though, that Nez found.
Yeah, nothing interesting in my room. More pictures of the goddess and, demon things, but yeah, I think we did the right thing with the weirdo that we kicked out.
Joe?
Yeah?
Detect magic.
30 feet. You detect a strong aura of magic to the southwest of you.
Okay.
More west and south.
Okay. All right, guys. So I didn't really, say anything, but I don't know if you've been noticing, but I've been doing my muttering my breath and like doing my whole fingers thing. But I've been like, kind of like feeling the world out for like any kind of like magical things and just trying to keep I don't want to get like surprised with anything, but there's something magical down the hall, and she points to the direction that she feels it.
Okay, good to know. By the way, yes, we all notice when you do your weird stuff. we all see it. It's okay.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought I was doing really well at keeping it kind of low key, but all right, it's a thing. Sweet.
And just so you know, Nathan, it's coming. So there's a wall right next to you, right?
Yeah.
So it's coming from behind the wall.
So like here?
No, to the west of that.
So like here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Joe forgot directions. Cardinal directions east, east.
Joe, this was way? Not the first time you've
south
done this.
East, south east.
So this there way. You
go. Yep, yep, yep.
You more east? I thought you said west.
Fucking this guy.
Oh, can we locate mind. The door that leads to there?
Never mind. It's nothing.
It's nothing. It's the fucking behind the golden door, so we know. We don't know. We can't get there anyway, so.
Oh, okay. No, so no news here. Okay. Well, let's just follow the Naz's lead.
Yeah, so there's something really magical behind those golden doors, guys. In case you didn't. In case you didn't guess.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Fidget. Yeah.
Huh, I'm a little shocked. Does all Grimlock right. see down the hall?
So Grimlock goes down the hall. There's doors, obviously, because this place is filled with doors all the way down. But in the middle of the hallway, instead of there being where a door should be, the door's on the ground. And since you guys have been quiet again, the grunting and table turning has commenced.
I'm just wondering how many tables do they have to keep turning tables.
Man.
Okay, well, Grimlock's slowly walking down. Where's the door that's on the ground? In the ground.
What?
Directly in front of you, to the south. This one? West this time, yes. I know.
You mean,
I know
you mean east?
Shut up. Oh, you that's east. Damn east? It. Yes, to the southeast of you, Grimlock, the door is detached from the hinges, and you hear just
what is that?
Why are there so many doors?
Damn, it's not a door. Can I nature here. Check? What is that? Is that an animal? What would that be?
Religion. But I will let you guys do just a perception check.
Grimlock rolled 19.
Fidget guy 17.
19 does it. Don't need to roll for everyone. You remember those sounds, and that's definitely the same kind of demon that you fought in the church. The big scary one.
Big horn guy. Ugh.
Only this time, it sounds like there's two of them?
Ugh, Jesus. Not.
Uh-oh.
If we got it cleans, we got it cleans. Cleanse.
Cleans?
I want to roll stealth again.
Not a word.
God damn it.
What?
Wow, Joe. Real nice. What's Joe rolling for? For perception, to hear us.
Wow. Uh-oh.
That's ridiculous. Are you guys watching him in his room? Or at his house?
Yeah, I can see he's cheating.
You see the game shark?
Grimlock. Grimlock.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a whole lot in like reserves for magic, but if we can surprise them, I can if they're what you say you think they are, like the big horned ones, I can really give them another. I can do one more color spray today. I feel like that's like the most my reservoirs can do.
Like this might be the time to use it, or you still have those scrolls handy that we just found.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but like I said, I'm not. Yeah, but like I say
the words, blah 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 blah, you know, like that.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, you know, I
all the time. I just thought you would do more weird stuff, you know.
If I'm being 100% honest, reading's not my strong suit.
Okay, we could find someone to help you with I guess let's just everyone ready to go. I look back behind me. Is everyone lined up?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and I
I push Fidget in front of me for her to do her color spray.
Jesus.
All right, let's roll for initiative.
Initiative?
Okay. Yes, initiative.
Ooh. We're looking at some good numbers. Yeah, Joe. Suck it, Joe. Suck my spell.
Ooh.
I didn't appreciate the way you said that.
Suck my spell, Joe.
Suck my spell.
Suck my spell.
Ooh, suck it hard, Joe. Suck that spell hard.
Suck my spell hard, Joe.
You like that spell on your face?
Fuck my spell.
I don't like that.
Yeah, you do.
Oh my goodness.
Fidget got a 21. Joe?
Naz got 18.
I thought you weren't going to use the...
I don't have my phone ready for this, so I'm just going to read this. All right, let me ask you guys again. Snap, what'd you get?
13.
And a Carmen?
Well, nat 20, but 26 total.
Digit?
21.
Grimlock?
16 total.
Naz?
18.
All right, Anna Carmen, it's your turn. I'm going to show you guys all your monsters you're fighting. You rolled higher than all of them, so this is going to be fun for you guys and not fun for me. Go ahead.
Okay. Guess I'm going to enter the room.
Grimlock, they're too spaced out.
What?
Grimlock, they're too spaced out. We got to get them together.
The plan's ruined.
I can't make them suck my spell if they're too far apart.
Going to move over here, draw my rapier, and end my turn. That was two movements, and I drew my weapon.
All right, you put yourself right in the middle of both of them. Very advantageous spot for Anna Carmen to be in. Pidget, it's your turn.
Does it take an action to stealth? To roll a stealth check.
That would be one of your actions, yes.
Pidget is going to hold her turn until they both are in range of color spray. So she's going to have to drop down until at least one of them moves.
Okay. So you're going to hold your turn.
Yeah, and she's going to convey this information to Grimlock as best she can. Grimlock, they're too far apart. I can't get both of them. And like, that's my last spell. I need to get them both for this to be really effective. So if you get in there, maybe corral one towards you or like something like that, or get them closer to each other. Like, that's going to be the best way I can help. And also, when that happens, cover your eyes. So you don't get, I might have to hit both of you too. Both of you and Anna Carmen for this to work. But if you both cover your eyes, you should be fine.
Okay. Grimlock puts his welding glasses over his eyeballs. But he's also going to cover them when the time comes.
And then she's going to peek around the corner and pantomime to Anna Carmen to cover her eyes.
So, Nathan, you can sneak. It's going to be a move action to do it. So you attempt to stealth. You can only move half of your movement speed. So it just takes your normal movement action, but you lose your movement, and they can also see you if they roll high enough.
Okay. So I will do that. I'll attempt to stealth and take what you said. And is that okay too? So then if I do that and do the half movement, can I still get my two actions to perform color splay? Or
no, because that would be, you would be setting up a spell for a reaction. To do that, you would need
all three actions, huh?
All three actions, yeah.
Yeah, so because I'm also holding it. Yeah, so I'm not going to stealth then. I'm not stealthing. I'm not going to stealth. I'm just going to be doing that. I'm just going to hold my turn until I can react.
Yep, and you went and had forfeited two of your turns with your two-minute conversation with Grimlock. So now it's your turn.
Wait, my two-minute conversation? Okay.
Can I hold it?
Yeah.
No. I want to be stealthy.
They're also flat-footed too. So you will get the sneak attack right now if you attack right now.
So since I rolled stealth, I rolled a 19. So I'm hella sneaky. How far is is that the only entrance right here?
Yeah.
That's stupid. So Naz gonna
basically would have here. Double move to get there.
Yeah. To attack.
Yeah. So but you don't need a stealth though because they're already flat footed. No, that's not right. Never mind.
I don't think they are flat footed in Pathfinder 2E before they move. I think that was a Pathfinder 1.
Okay, then never mind.
And also, just for stealthing reasons, if you were to move, as long as they have a clear line of sight on you, wherever you end your movement, you are no longer stealthed. But
breaking
if you were
my,
to...
my balls.
Sorry. Just.
But if I were to what?
Like, if you were behind, let's say, behind the wall over here, and you hid, you'd become unnoticed, and then you could use another sneak to move closer to the demon and then attack. That would make them flat-footed because they were not aware of you from the beginning of your movement until you finally attacked them at your end of your movement.
I'll come into the room, then I'll stay behind the little wall.
And now you can attempt attempt to hide here as one your last action.
I'll do that. Do I have to
I'll take your 19.
Okay. All
right. So that's your turn. Who's next? Grimlock.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do to try to. I don't really have. You can't like move people when you grapple them, right?
You guys somehow find rules that I don't know every single combat. I think you can move them, but I think it is against their fortitude DC, and it's also another action.
Okay, well, I don't think I can do that. I'm just gonna I go to the middle of the room right next to Anna Carmen, and then I am just gonna I move right next to them, actually, and I'm just going to go for the trip with my last action. I'm going to trip this one.
Okay.
22 for the trip against your fortitude DC.
1 second. Let's find out this guy's fortitude DC.
I already checked. They're tripped.
Joe, he said he checked. They're tripped.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you guys checked that. All right, what'd you roll?
I rolled a 22 total.
All right. That does, in fact, no, it does not trip them. Stay strong on their hoof legs.
Okay, well, that's my turn.
All right, after Grimlock, it is Snap's turn.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Move up right behind Fidget, and then Snowflake will go in. Attack this one for, oh, that's like a 12 or a 10. This one doesn't hit.
Yeah, it's not going to hit.
All right, and then back up out of the room. And that's my turn.
All right, it's their turn. The one who just got attacked by Grimlock is going to try to claw you first and foremost. And it rolls a 28.
Yes, but not a crit.
All right, that's going to take 2d6 of damage. Plus 4, you take 14 points of slashing damage as it claws at you on your chest.
Okay, ouch, thank you.
Welcome. You're so nice. Then it's going to take a step back away from you. And it's going to grab a chair and throw it at you for its last action. Let me go ahead and reveal this so you guys see what you're dealing with. He grabs this chair and tosses it at you for his last action. I don't think that's going to do anything. That's a 19.
That actually ties my AC, so that hits.
Just kidding, it's minus 5 because it's the second attack. So no, doesn't hit you. All right, so that's one of its turns. The other guy, he is going to take a step towards Anna Carmen, and he is going to try to take a bite out of you. That's probably going to be a crit.
Yeah, I'm at 20.
Yeah, that's like a 30-something. It's going to crit. So that's going to be a lot of damage. That's going to be 66 plus 8. So that is 14 plus 8. Someone who's better at math than me, go ahead.
Wow. That's so lucky. That's 22, Joe.
22.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. God, yeah, I rolled two ones, two twos, and two fours on those D6.
Out of five D6.
Awful.
Wow.
I thought you said 46 damage at first. I was so confused.
I am going to need a fortitude save from you, though, Anna Carmen. As it takes a bite out of your face.
15 plus 8,
23. You manage to slip its mutilating bite. So it does hurt a lot, but it doesn't leave any permanent scarring. It is now going to... it's going to do the same. No, it's going to claw you for its last thing. Takes a claw out, and it's going to miss with less than a 15. All right, that's their turns. They did some damage. They missed some attacks. It's been fun now. Let's see. Did you want to move, Fidget, or else you're going to lose your turn forever?
Yeah, my thing didn't trigger. Yeah, she'll step into the room. Like she saw what happened to Anna Carmen, and her cheek will ache. Like that kind of like she feels her cheek aching from when she got bit by one of these before. And the only thing I can do is move, huh? I can't do anything because like my thing went off, so I can't like use anything, huh? Like the only thing I can do move, Joe, or just, did I lose my two actions?
No, you have all of your actions. You held your turn entirely. So you have all three.
Okay. All right. Well, so then for the next turn, I'm at the bottom. Next round, I'm at the bottom, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, all right, that's the thing I did. All right. She will step into the room and completely like lose sight of the spell that she was going to use. And she's going to, and remembering the fight with this thing before and how hardy they are, and already watching Grimlock and Anna Carmen getting really fucking hurt already. She's going to try to read. She'll pull out the scrolls, Sudden Bolt. And she's going to try to cast that.
First ever read check on Pathfinder 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do I need to make any kind of check with this scroll, Joe, or can I just do it? Is there any implications?
On your spell list?
It's a second level spell. I don't think so, because it's a primal spell. And I don't have, and primal spells aren't my forte.
Yeah, to cast a spell from a scroll, the spell must appear on your spell list.
So nope, not on my spell list. None of these spells are on my spell list.
So yeah, you can't cast them.
Alright. Never mind then. She can't read it. Doesn't look like anything to her. So instead, she's going to, once she realizes she can't read it, she's going to take all of the scrolls and
burn them.
Throw them in the hallway for Snap and just yell, "I can't read!" Does that count as an action, Joe? Does me throwing the spells in the hallway count as an action?
I'm going to say no for now.
Okay. Fuck me, Joe.
You've said some very questionable things on today's podcast.
Magic missile.
Okay.
Magic missile. All three darts are all shit. I moved. I did a half step. Does that count as a whole movement, Joe? I've only moved 5 feet.
Yes, it counts as a movement.
Fuck me. All right.
Never mind. Not she's not gonna do that. Then she's just gonna do telekinetic projectile on the dude. On this dude. Thank God. That's gonna be a total of 20 something. It's 26, I think. Yeah, 26. All right, cool. 26. Fucking 8 points of damage. One of the bigger heavy pieces of wood that's laying on the ground from all the broken shit in this room just collides in this dude's head.
And you give him a nice good bruise with eight points of damage. I forgot how much health these guys have.
Yeah, which is why I wanted you to send a bolt, but they're not on my spell list scroll. But none of these, they're all probably druid spells, so I threw them to snap. And I said I can't read.
And we'll discuss that later. But now that you have gone, we're going to go ahead and move you all the way down behind the apricot de luce. And it is Anna Carmen's turn.
I'm hurt. I'm hurt and I'm not necessarily sure what to do. I think I might be seeing the light a little bit.
Me too, buddy.
All of us are going to see the light today.
All of you will be cleansed in my light.
Sounded slightly sexual.
Don't cleanse me, bro. Bro, don't cleanse me.
You cleanse me. I want to be cleansed.
I just want to be pure. All right. I'm going to... I'm going to try to tumble behind the guy in front of me.
All right. The classic tumble through.
Tumble through. 15 plus... Are we doing athletics or acrobatics?
That's your skill, don't you? I think it's acrobatics.
Cool. 26.
All right, a 26 beats their reflex save.
Cool. He's now there. Now flat. Well, that one's now flat-footed. Okay, I'm now behind them, and I'm going to try to attack it. Ooh, 17 plus 9. Let's go, baby. 26.
That's a hit.
Beautiful. B-E-A-utiful.
And that's D6. How the cookie crumbles.
Oh, 1d6 plus 2 plus an extra 2 from my precise strike panache bonus. So 10 points of piercing.
That is a nice little chunk of damage there. All right, so 10 points of damage done with that move. If you have one action left, I'm not going to forget your action this time.
Well, you didn't today. So I'm going to attack it again. I miss. I rolled a 3.
All right.
That is my turn.
All right, so that's your turn. You went and got a good stab on it. Now it's your turn.
All right. This is flat-footed, right?
Right now, it does not know you're there. You're going to have to stealth to continue that and then attack.
How's 15 do? Roll a 15.
It is aware of your presence. It knows you're there.
What?
Yes, these guys have a very high perception.
I call bullshit. Okay, well... I guess I'm not left
to do anything else. If you were to move behind it, it would be flat-footed to you and Anna Carmen because it would be flanked.
All right,
you also cannot walk through walls.
What is that? Boom. 20? Yeah, that's fine. That's one action, right? Because I have 25.
Yeah.
All right, boom. I'm behind it.
All righty. You're... position perfectly behind it in the flank. It is flat footed to you. Do your stuff.
And I am going to use my jaws. None of those hit, probably.
You are correct. None of those hit. As you try to bite it, it's just natural armor is just too thick for your teeth. and you can't get a good grasp on it. You feel a little chip in one of your teeth, though. Nothing some glue can't fix.
Perfect.
Grimlock, it's your turn.
Grimlock, who also starting to see the light, does not want to be cleansed. He's gearing up. He is going to move closer to the one that everyone's around, just because it seems like the right thing to do. He's going to try to put his weapon into overdrive again. So let's try that out. 18 standard DC. Okay, so regular succeeds. And then I'm going to attack with my great axe. 22 total.
All right. 18 does pass your standard DC, but I found out that standard DC gets increased each level. So it is an 18 now for you. I think it's add 1 plus 1 for each level you are over 15.
That's scary. Okay, good to know. 18 is now the standard DC for all of us for our stuff, right?
I don't think... Yes, it is for all of it, but I think healing is still a 15 because that's not a standard DC. That's just 15. I'll probably be totally wrong about this and I'll look it up later, but for now, that's what I interpreted as. You passed, and you hit. So what's your damage?
9 total. No, 9 plus half my intelligence, so 11 damage.
All right, you guys are chipping away at this guy. He is not happy being in a corner. He literally is surrounded on all fronts by you guys. We'll see what happens. It is Naz's turn.
Again?
Snap. Snap. Damn it.
All right, so Snap will get into full healer mode. Move right in between.
Does he pick up the scrolls?
No, Snap can't read. Snap doesn't even really know what paper really is. And so first, well, so who looks worse between the two of them?
I look bad. I'm below half, but you know, 17 health points right now. I don't know what Anna Carmen looks like.
11 health points.
Okay. So I will heal Anna Carmen first using battle medicine. Damn, that's a... Actually, that's a 16. 8 plus 8. So then 2d8 will be 14 points of healing. And then for what's his face for Grimlock, I will just do, I'll cast heal, and that's just 1d8 of hit points. This is 2.
Woo.
And then that's my turn.
I literally don't know where you guys would be without Snap. All right, it's their turn. The one who is not surrounded by everyone is going to take the table now and throw it at the gnome.
You take it.
So let's go ahead and see what happens here. Ow. Ow. Okay, I rolled a 19. The table, to hit with the table, is a plus 11, so a 30.
Damn, dude. Just below critical. Damn,
Grimlock is 30, though.
Yeah. No, it's me. I'm the gnome.
Oh.
Yeah, Joe, that's a crit. Yeah, I have an AC of 18.
Vigit is 30.
All right, so that's going to be 4d6 plus some things.
So let's I'm going to get the short end of the straw right now.
That's, 11 plus 8, 19 points of damage.
Jesus fucking Christ. All right.
It's then going to charge up and position itself right behind the goblin. No, it's going to go after the dwarf. They don't like dwarves. They're racist. I've made that canon right now. And they are going to try to bite you, Grimlock. All right, so a little quick d20 roll. That's not going to hit you. I think that's a 15 total. So that misses, and that's that one's turn. The other one who is surrounded literally by everyone, including its friend, is going to just claw at Naz to start off.
What?
That's going to be a 14 to hit. That's going to miss. It's going to take another bite out of Snap. Ooh, that might hit you. I rolled an 18 plus 7. Yeah, that's going to hit. It's going to do...
You said out of Snap?
Yeah.
Doesn't really make sense, but...
It's going to take a bite at Snap.
It doesn't make sense in terms of the fight, but okay.
It's just how you heal people. It doesn't like that. It doesn't like good things. It likes mean things.
That, I don't know about that reasoning, but... He literally has two people trying to kill it in front of him. But
take 16 points of damage. And then roll me a fortitude save.
18.
Alright, so its jaws sink into your chest and take out a nice chunk, and it just leaves a horrendous scar. You're gonna take a -1 to all your charisma-based checks for the next 24 hours. As it leaves a mutilating bite. And then it's going to try another claw at Grimlock. With a natural 4, no matter what its bonus is, it's going to miss. That is their turns. It is now Fidget's turn. Fidget, you just saw your goblin companion get eaten.
Does everyone have... No one used their reaction, right? On the team?
No.
Okay.
You cannot tell them to close their eyes for reaction.
Yes, I can. Why not? Why can't they? Why can't I say cover your eyes and they react as and cover their eyes?
I agree.
Like, why can't I do that?
I already knew that this was coming. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, Grimlock already put his goggles on his eyes.
My eyes have been closed the whole time.
I'm just telling you that if we're closing people's eyes, there's going to be consequences.
What consequences?
This is all happening at the same time. So
that's why it's a reaction.
Yes, but there's no rules for closing eyes. That doesn't
exist. Yes, there are. Yes, there are. It says right here in color spray. It says right here in color spray.
Where? Where?
Drop the link. Audience, Joseph is furiously typing in the look up color spray because he wants us dead that much.
Yeah.
He's still looking at it. He got surprised by the first thing he saw. What was it?
He was looking because I put, can I tell my companions to close their eyes? And I forgot to put in Pathfinder. So obviously things came up differently.
Can we give a moment of silence of Yahoo Answers where I learned everything?
That explains a lot.
Yeah, it does.
I can't find anything.
So you got to let this stand.
A visual effect that can affect only affect creatures that can see it. This applies only to visual parts of the effect, as determined by the GM. So yeah, I guess you could rule it out if you want to be a real jerk about it.
If I want to follow the rule, I'm telling
you. A visual effect affected only affect only creatures that can see it. If they can't see it,
it spends everyone's reaction.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. It's the end of the round.
Yep.
All right. Cool. Yeah. So Fitch is only gonna say. Your eyes, like she's gonna call out to the group, and they all have seen her cast this spell before, you know. So she's gonna call out to the group and say, "Your eyes," and then she's gonna cast color spray, and so the rest of the party uses their reactions.
And Zach's colorblind too, so he doesn't see anything.
Wow! I gotta go.
He's like, "Why do they call it color spray? It's just a spray."
So then I need the two freakazoids to roll me a will save.
All right, I'll remember this.
Freakazoids, the demons?
What do you mean? What do you mean you'll remember this? Me playing by the rules?
Oh, you done fucked up.
So a 9 plus 7 is going to be a 16. That's fail.
Okay, that one's a failure.
A 18 plus 7 is going to succeed.
Okay, cool. All right, so once again, the creature failed, is stunned one, blinded for one round, and dazzled for a minute. So you can mark that however you want.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, and then the other one who succeeded is dazzled for one round.
Okay. Dazzle just a minus one to everything, right?
All
right.
Dazzled is they have to
10% concealment or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. There's still they're still concealed, but it's not as heavy as blinded.
Okay. All right. So blinded the one who really failed, I'll say, would be I rolled first, and the one who's been going first is the one who is out of everyone's torture pit. So the one next to you. So he's the one that is stunned one and all right. with all the fun stuff. And the other one is just dazzled one.
Okay. And then she's going to run away.
That's probably for the best.
Holding her bleeding head. Run over here.
All right. That's your turn. And a Carmen. You open your eyes from this.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're all also, so all my friends are now covered in color too. The color spray covered them, but their eyes are not affected.
Is opening my eyes an action?
what's the ruling on breathing?
Okay, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and attack this guy right in front of me. It's the one with the least amount of debuffs, right? The one in front of me? Okay. For those of you that don't know, Joe just shook his head yes at me. That's the benefit from being right next to each other. And Chris just waved hello.
Sorry, I wasn't waving. I was trying to flag down Elmer. I don't even know what I was going to say. I was going to say he also looks really angry at us all. And it's good to see that in person.
Oh, really?
Why is he mad that we can, like, that we are...
That we're not dead.
He looks upset. Like, you should have seen him when you were listing off all the conditions, Nate. Like, you were like, oh, this one's blinded, this one's stunned. And Joe just, like just looked like, okay. Like, he just looked upset. Just he didn't even write it down. I don't even know if he remembers which one's affected by what. Like,
you know, it makes me feel good, because now he knows how I feel when he had all that stupid cleric stuff in our home game. And, you know, he had, like, you know, spiritual guardians and, like, all this other shit. Like, every fucking turn, I had to roll for all my team, for all those saves.
Is he, like, anime mad? Or is this kind of, like, clenching up?
Kind of thing? I don't know. He just looks a little tickled. But, yeah, I rolled a 12 plus 9. So... Yeah, 21. That hits. Oh, thank you, Joseph. Appreciate the nod of approval. Oh baby.
Oh shit.
Rolled a nat 20.
This thing's about to die.
What? What did you roll nat 20? You're supposed to roll your damage.
You can roll two attacks.
That's fair.
Get all the attacks out of the way.
You're right. I don't know why I rolled a nat 20. Oh my god.
Your second attack.
Nat 20. Sure, second attack. All right, let's do that. Wow, it's funny. Just making fun of Joe just made me forget what to do. All right. So the first attack, I rolled a 1 for my damage plus 4. So 5 piercing. And now let's do the critical. 2d6, 4, plus 4, 8, and then I'm rolling my d8, deadly d8. Plus 4. So that critical was 12 damage. And then the first attack was 5 damage.
All right, officially, this guy is bloodied.
Officially. Nice.
What about unofficially?
Yeah. One of you. I don't normally do this, but I'm gonna attack for a third time.
See what? What?
On the first day?
Oh.
God damn it. Yeah, nothing. All right, that is my turn.
And what a turn it was, you son of a bitch.
It's just hot. It's your turn. I was going to bite it. No, I want to stab it. Three times.
Oh, shit.
Sa. All only one hit.
What?
Yeah.
Remember that all of your hits take a minus after each one. That's so your first one is your full attack. Second one's minus four. Third one's minus eight.
Second one's minus four?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, whatever.
These aren't new. They're not new rules.
New to me.
All right, so. Yeah, even with the reduced AC for being flat-footed, it's still higher than everything.
That's 15.
Higher than the no 1, 2, 3, 7, all of it.
That's really funny. Naz is like really good at role playing and like at non-combat situations. Like he rolls really well for that. But you put him in a combat, trash. His rolls just go to garbage.
Absolute garbage. To the trash. Basura. Just
basura.
Absolutely bad.
So it's Grimlock's turn.
Okay, with his axe still rolling, he's the one that snuck up behind him. He's actually going to go for the trip on him. So that's an athletics roll plus my weapon bonus, which is going to be 31. Mm-hmm. Joe gave me the nod. That's a trip. So he's tripped. I turned back around. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to attack the one that's already bloodied, officially, unofficially. Who knows? Ooh. We don't know.
A 19 hits.
Okay, that's 6 plus 2 points of damage is 8 damage on this person here.
How much damage? 8. Alright, so you do 8 points of damage to the officially bloodied person, who is now officially almost dead.
I rolled for a second attack, rolled a critical one, but no, I'm not going to do my reroll roll. That's too much. Joe's trying to kill me. I have to hold on to this roll. Okay, yeah. So I missed my second attack.
Alrighty. It is, and I'm going to get this right, Snap's turn.
Are these things demons or are they undead?
They are demons.
Okay. Which one's bloodied? The one in between everyone or the one just by Grimlock and Naz?
Yeah, the one that's in between everyone is like he's really hurt.
Okay, I think I will do a lot of damage. I'll hit him with the Ray of Frost. So it's an icy ray and it takes a spell attack roll. So what do I add to that? My spell attack bonus?
Yeah, wisdom and your proficiency, basically. Like, mine's like plus 9.
So I got a 16 plus a...
You hit with that.
Okay. Yeah. And then, so 1d4 plus my Bella cast and ability modifier. So 4 plus my wisdom is a 3, and then my proficiency, what is that, just 3? It's your level, right?
What is your proficiency now? You
have level Mine's 3. 5.
That seems like a lot for a cantrip.
I mean, that's how all my spells are. My proficiency is 5.
I know, but I mean, plus your wisdom modifier.
Yeah, I mean, that's mine. That's how it is for to telekinetic projectile, and that's a cantrip.
So that would be 11 points.
3, 7. Well, if it's 5, it'd be 12.
12 points. Ow, dude. You hit him square in the max damage. And you hit him square in the chest with a bolt of frost.
Wait, is it? I'm sorry. Is he just adding his wisdom thing? Not is it wisdom?
It's my spell cast ability modifier.
Oh, so it would just be five total. It would just be because my charisma's plus 4. So it would just be the 4.
Just add a 1 onto it, or you just
no? It's just
5 total.
Well, I thought we were still talking about spell attack bonus, because my spell attack bonus is a plus 9, but if you're just adding your wisdom modifier, then it's just the wisdom modifier. So mine's plus 4 for charisma.
Yeah, so what's your wisdom modifier?
3.
All right, so you do 7 points damage.
Okay.
All right.
And then I'll have a snowflake attack the other one that is flat-footed, right?
Flat-footed, blind, dazzled, everything else under the sun. Stunned one.
That is a 21 to hit.
That's a hit.
And then 8. An 8 damage.
Alrighty, do 8 points of damage to this poor, poor demon.
Oh, stop.
Wants to live.
Poor demon. Poor demon.
They're just in here having fun with its friend. They were friends since they came from the abyss, and now they're dying. It's their turn, though. So, the one who is literally getting destroyed by everyone here is Dazzled.
Down at Fraggle Rock.
It did not like what you did. Fidget. So it's coming after you. It's going to move through its friend. 5, 10, 15, 20. Moves right next to you, Fidget, and is going to try to bite you. It's going to roll its d20 for its flat check. It passes its flat check with a 13. Mm-hmm. And now it's going to bite you. That's an 18 plus 14.
What's the total?
Higher than your 28 crit.
it's higher than so that's another crit.
Alright. It's gonna try to kill you. It's upset. So that's going to do Jaws 66. 20 plus 28 points of damage.
Is there a massive damage rule?
There is, but it'd have to do your whole health points.
I mean...
What are you at?
Not great. Hold on.
Joe's toxic.
Okay, no, I'm not dead, but I'm down.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be dead.
How happy is he in the room? Elmer and Chris.
He's very happy. He can't stop smiling.
He's glowing.
Almost in tears. He doesn't want to look up.
How much? What was the total again, Joe?
28.
Yeah, no, she's down. Okay. She's down at a bloody mess.
It's going to leave your bloody mess body and go To the dwarf. Remember, they don't like dwarves. Cannon. And it's gonna try to claw you, Chris.
Whoa! That's three actions, buddy.
One, two. Oh yeah, that is three. So it moves over to you. Alright. It's the other one's turn. The other one who is stunned, one, blind.
Yep.
And everything and prone. Yes, and also prone. So it's gonna take a bite at your ankles. I'm gonna roll a d20. I'm gonna roll a d6. 1, 2, 3 is Grimlock. 4, 5, 6 is Naz. Grimlock. Both the two. Now it has to roll a d20. It has to beat what? A 15?
Yeah.
Oh my god. It rolled as a 16. Now it's gonna take a bite out of you. Damn it. Rolled an 8 plus my jaws plus 14. So that is a 22. 22 hit. He's giving me the nod, listeners. He's also not giving me other things. Wait.
Give it to him, Chris. Yeah, Chris, give it to him.
You're going to take 3d6 points of damage. All right, so you take 15 points of damage as it bites you. Can you give me a fortitude save, please?
16?
That's a fail. You're going to take a minus one to all your charisma takes for the next 24 hours as it bites part of your calf muscle.
You said ankle. Don't change it up.
Ankle. So it's ankle biting you and also get your calf. It has a big mouth. Your dwarf. It's all right there. All right. It's also stunned one, so now it can only do one more move. It's going to stand up. And that's its whole turn. Fidget. Your move gets placed right in front of them. So, Anna Carmen, it's your turn.
Well, wait, it's my turn, so don't I need to roll a dying roll?
No, because it took you out, your order gets... Mm-hmm. What's it called? It gets put to in front of the monster that puts you unconscious.
Mm.
So it helps you in the long run.
Okay.
Anna Carmen, it's your turn.
Cool. I'm going to go tumble through this guy right here for that. Oh, 19 plus 11. 30. I think it's flat-footed now. Now I'm gonna attack it. Oh. I'm a hero point that. Rolled a 3. So I'm gonna roll again. Oh my god. I rolled a 4. What a waste of a hero point.
Literally one hero point.
I know. Alright. Well, I'm going to try to attack again with the minus on the second attack. 17 plus 9 minus 4, so plus 5.
That's a hit.
22, baby. All right, 2 plus 4, 6 points of piercing.
All right, and that's the one that's on the ground. Well, not on the ground, but he's blind. That one still has a good chunk of health, but it's blind and stunned for a minute, right?
Stun's done. Like it's only stunned one, so it's not a round. It's just stunned, done. And then the blind is last for a round, so that's stunned too. The dazzle's for a minute though. All
right.
So after on their next turn, they're not blinded anymore.
Okay. It is Naz's turn.
I was going to keep on using my knife, man. Keep stabbing.
You guys remember the Power Rangers episode where the Green Ranger just stabs at the air? 16 seconds.
Oh. Does the first one hit?
First one being a 15 does not hit. The second one being a 3 does not hit. And the last one being a 10 does not hit. Grimlock, it's your turn.
What else? Do you have any skills, Naz? I'm confused what Naz does.
Nothing.
Combat. You gotta do something. At least I know you're out there trying. Unlike Fidget, who's sleeping on the job again. I'm gonna attack the one that actually attacked Fidget. That's the one that's bloodied and all beat up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 24 total. 10 points of damage for that hit. How's it looking?
You kill the demon. Finally. This one is, it's flipped its last table and it's grunted its last grunt.
I trip the one remaining is below me. 21 total on the trip.
Yeah, you trip him. It's against his fortitude, right?
Fortitude DC.
Oh, no, you don't trip him.
Didn't you have to roll?
No, it's just 10 plus its fortitude save. Its fortitude save is 25. Oh.
Guys, we got him. 42 is 25. Okay, so I didn't get him. Untripped. He's still on his feet. My last action, I pull out... What? What is that? I pull out the holy water that's been in my pocket the whole time, and I'm going to throw it out right in front of me, right at his face. Do I have to still roll a throw even if he's right in front of me? That's kind of poopy. Okay. Is that just a dex? I don't know how you roll throws.
Yeah, you... Plus your dexterity modifier.
Against his regular AC? It doesn't sound fair if you're not... Okay, well, I roll a 13 total on the throw. That seems useless, because you don't get any kind of bonuses for your throw?
You can throw this weapon as a ranged attack, and it's a ranged weapon when thrown. A thrown weapon adds your strength modifier to damage, just like a melee weapon. When this trait appears on a melee weapon, it also includes range increment. Range weapons with this trait use the range increment specified in the range entry. And you're throwing the holy water, which is... Oh, wait. It's simple thrown weapon within a range increment of 20 feet. It doesn't add the manipulate trait to the attack made with it. Oh, it does one good damage, a splash damage. So you do hit the splash damage. And because this monster is weak to good damage, it also takes an additional 5 points.
Insta dead.
No. It takes 6 damage total from this. Which is good.
Not useless. Okay.
Yeah. So the vial of holy water is broken?
Yes.
We can't, like, scoop it back up?
No, we cannot scoop the holy water back in the bottle. All right, Snap, it's your turn. You got one dead demon, another one thrashing about.
Okay. Is anyone, like, almost dead besides Fidget? Who did you travel for? Yes, no.
No, I think
I'm the only one dying.
Yeah, I'm okay since he healed me.
Okay. Let me see how far this is. What'd you say?
I only have 2 health points. I'm hurt.
Okay, so then I'll hurry because I can't get to Fidget right now. D20 battle medicine. That is a... It passes. It's like a 20. And then 2d8. 8 points of health. And then Snowflake will attack. You're welcome. 20. Oh, wow. That'll hit for sure. And then 1d8. 7 points of damage. Back up. And then I'll take a sling attack. And that'll miss. So that's my turn.
Alrighty, Fidget, now it's your turn.
I roll d20, yeah, Joe?
Yep.
What's the critical failure?
Great question. Dying is faster.
No, you don't have to look it up. I know he passed. It's fine. Stop typing, Joe.
DC equal to 10 plus your current dying value.
Dying 2 because it critted you.
Yep.
So now you're dying 3.
Wait, what's the... Okay, yeah, sorry, I'm dying 3. So yeah, I'm dying 3.
If he reaches dying 4, listeners,
I'm dead.
We'll die. So next time to figure that out. See you next week.
Wow. Alright.
That's fucked up.
You gotta sit on this one, Nate. Till next week.
Apparently. Fuck. I just wanted like a band-aid. Get it over with. Am I dead or am I not?